USDA announced this week they're now requiring dairy cattle be tested for avian flu before they can be moved beyond state lines. It's an effort to stop the spread of the virus. Even though trace amounts of the virus have been found in milk, Sabrina Halverson reports that the milk supply remains safe for you and your family.
The FDA and USDA say that's because of two reasons: the pasteurization process and the diversion or destruction of milk from sick cows.
It's not surprising that the virus could be found in a pasteurized sample. The question is whether or not the virus is live in that sample.
U.S. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack in a call with agriculture reporters on Wednesday.
So in other words, you can find particles of the virus after pasteurization because it doesn't necessarily remove every evidence of a virus. But what it does is it kills the capacity of the virus to be infectious. And that's what you're concerned about. The concern is there a live virus in that milk? And the pasteurization samples that have been done up to this point on milk that has contained virus has resulted in the virus not being live.
Berent Nelson of the American Farm Bureau Federation agrees.
Number one, their milk is safe to drink. Sick cows are pulled out of the herd, so their milk is not allowed to enter the supply chain. Further, pasteurization kills both bacteria and viruses. This includes high-path avian influenza, so their milk is safe to drink.
While pasteurization inactivates the virus, the process is not expected to remove the presence of viral particles. That's why these inactive trace amounts were found. I'm Sabrina Halverson.